Lord. Praise his name. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive. We just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world to Runner for Christ Ministries Morning Worship Service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Runner for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you and who tune in regularly. And we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer. And at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital. And the word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And our morning scripture reading today comes from Romans, and that's chapter 12. Verses 9 through 21. That is Romans 12, 9 through 21. Here reads the word of God, and it is titled, Love in Action. So here we go. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to revenge. It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Ooh, may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his great and mighty word. That was the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people and that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey and to be blessed by. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and the preached word be lifted up, Jesus, so that all those who are lost will be found by you. Dear kind Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask all these blessings. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Amen. And now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection with our very own Shepherd Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comforter, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my prayer. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you marketplace. secret place.
In my secret
place. Yeah. For you're my everything.
For you are my everything.
Yeah, I stand to give you glory and praise. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds to begin to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer a worship, a praise, of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you. For you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. Surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to, Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Even when I don't know where my next meal is coming from, somehow, someway you make a way. You're my life. You're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me. And I gotta testify that you are my pride of this life. You step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. All understanding, you calm my mind, just like you calm the sea. You're my hope, you're my dreams, you're my vision. Yeah. You're my life, you're my strength, you're everything to me. That's why I gotta give your name to praise. Lord, you are.
Create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yes.
No. Amen. That is how we get everything that we get from the Lord. That is how we get God to show up in our circumstances and situations. We have to believe for it. We can't be scared for it. We can't be depressed for it. We can't be stressed for it. We can't be anxious for it. And Jesus says, be anxious for nothing. So we have to believe. What do we believe? We believe what God has already said. And then we just keep believing it. Even if we're sitting in the Philippian jail, okay, even if we are the man who's coming to Jesus because his servant is at home sick, we believe for it. We got to have faith. Jesus said about these three Gentiles, one woman, two men, he said that he hadn't seen that kind of faith in all Israel. They believed Jesus. See, because when they left Jesus, all he said was, go home. Your son, your servant, your daughter going to be healed. And guess what? They got up and they went home. They went home in expectation to see. Because when the man run into the folks who was coming to tell him, hey, your son is better, he asked them, what time did he get better? He told him about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the man remembered that's exactly when Jesus said he was better. So we have to learn to live in expectation, amen. I guess I'm just trying to tell you, it's just awesome to know.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, how
Father's only Son. They say Jesus.
Here, especially the ones that's doctrinally correct, he puts them out there so that he can minister to us when we're going through to remind us. You know, sometimes you don't even know what to say. So just to know him, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, just to know him is everything because he cares for us. Yes, he does. He asked us to cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. Now, unless we believe he's a liar, then we believe he don't care when we're going through stuff. He don't know. He see it and don't care, but he cares. The Lord is not a liar. Amen? He cares. And sometimes what the devil will do is try to get us to believe that when we're going through something, it's because of something we did, something we said. We didn't trust God right. And so God's not with us. He's left us because we figured out that it must be because of this or that. He's left me. I'm all alone. But no, the Lord wants you to know he is right there in the midst of it all. Not some of it, all of it.
Of it all, when your heart is
To feel your presence. You are here. We are reminded. Pastor, oh, thank you. As always, you always take us there. And we just thank you for those blessings and songs and faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Which takes us the time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns. Because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear and have the pleasure of hearing, back to back and doing triple double duty, is our very own shepherd, awesome Pastor Gerald Marshall Overall. Pastor O, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Gerald Marshall Overall, Pastor O. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
My heart started pounding as I listened to what was said. Cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was taught in the 34th chapter of the book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, he'll deliver us from them all. My trust in hard sometimes, and when those moments come, I'll rest within your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up my praise. So while I wait, I'll be patiently praying. Book of James, the proud faith shall save the sick, the Lord will raise them up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise him along the way to my
Amen. Let us do what God has given us, amen, this special privilege of prayer. We're the only people on earth that can pray to God because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And his name enables us to reach out to our Father in heaven. That's what he taught us when he said, when you pray. So let's pray. Lord God, our Father, we thank you, Father, for being such a kind, caring, and awesome God and Father. We, Heavenly Father, should have listened to you a long time ago when you were so good and so kind to us in the beginning. In the beginning, Father, you created the heavens and the earth, and we believe that because your word says that. And by faith, we believe that you did all of this. And that faith comes from reading Genesis, your word. And in the beginning, after you created all of this, you just gave it to us. And as long as we ruled over it under your authority, everything would be just fine. You saw that the man couldn't carry out your will that you pronounced for him in Genesis chapter 1. And so in chapter 2, you let us know that you created somebody who could come alongside him and be his Ezer Connecto, somebody who could help him pull off what you said in Genesis chapter 1 when you said, be fruitful, multiply, increase in the earth, and subdue it. And so, Father, we know when these two came together, they had ideas. Even though you had given us the entire universe and it was all ours, all we had to do was rule under you, let your authority rule over us, let your kingdom rule be on earth as it was in heaven. Satan appeared. And when he appeared, he challenged our belief, our faith in what you had told us. And so we decided to go along with what he was saying, and we fell. But we thank you, Father, that you didn't let us stay on the ground. You didn't let us stay in a fallen state, but you lifted us up. You slew two animals who became the first type of Christ, and you covered us with their coats of skin so that our shame and our nakedness, which a tree and a fig leaf couldn't hide, you did hide. And that was to let us know right then that you were going to send us somebody who would do the same thing for us. And now, Father, today we find ourselves covered in the blood of Jesus. You slew him on a cross where you had taken all the sins of all mankind from Adam to this very day and until after the rapture. Every sin, everybody who accepts Christ as Lord and Savior, their sins were placed on him. And so you crucified him, not just for us, but for the whole world. Anybody who will accept him, their sins are expunged as soon as they do. So we thank you, Father, that you didn't leave us in that fallen, away from you, dying state, but you let us come to you and regain the life that we gave away, the life that we lost when you said that if we eat from that tree, we'll be eternally separated from you and die. But you reconnected us to you. So we thank you for that, Father. And we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because you gave him to us so that we could connect with you, so I could talk to you right now and you actually hear me. You actually pay attention to all of the hearts that are involved here in this altar call today. You're listening to all of us at once. We have a movie, Father, where a man wanted to be God, and you allowed him to be God. And he had to experience hearing everybody praying at once, and he was just overwhelmed, and because he was human, said yes. And things just got completely out of control. But you're God, and you can hear each and every one of us individually. So hear now, Lord, the individual prayers, the individual heart throbs that are being pumped out to you right now from your people. We're going through some of everything in this world, but we're not informing you. We're just letting you know. We're seeing what you said would happen. You said in these last days, these last and terrible days, there would be Christians who don't act like Christians, and there would be things going on, and we see it every day. There are wars. There are rumors of wars. There is famine. There is scarcity of this, that, and the other everywhere. There's widespread disease everywhere. And you told us, Jesus, not to be overwhelmed by these things because the end is not yet. You said when the gospel has been preached to every single human being on this earth, then the end would come. And that happened a long time ago, Lord. So we're expecting you to show up any day for your church. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are aware of everything that we go through, everything we're going through, and everything we're going to go through. And we thank you for your word, because your word comforts us. Your word gives us joy when we should be sad. Your word makes us happy when we should be unhappy. Because of what you said, as the song says, because of you, we live. Because, as your word says, in you we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you for that, Heavenly Father. There's so much going on in our world today, and not just here in the United States, all around the world. And again, Lord, it's only what you said would happen. But you said when we see all these things happening, you told us that we should rejoice, that we should know that our redemption, our time to come home and be with you forever is here. Father, we are usually always concerned about the things of this world. And when we pray to you, it shows up in our prayers. We tell you everything that's going on earth like you don't know what's going on. But Father, help us to get to the place where we actually live for you in this life and not try to get you to live for us in this life. Help us to be for real, Father, when we say we love you, when we rely on you and lean on you. We trust you. Help it to be the truth, Father, so when we find ourselves in a situation when we should be all tore up, we're not. And it's not because we just hard-hearted, cold-hearted, or calloused. It's because we actually believe your word. And we demonstrate our belief by not being tore up. We demonstrate our belief by not stressing out, not being depressed, not being anxious. You told us to be anxious for nothing. You told us that you know full well that we have need of all these things that make us anxious. And Father, please help us to stop thinking heaven is a bad place to come to. We flipped it around, Lord. We don't want to come home. It's like all we want you to do every single time we get sick is heal us, heal us, heal us, heal us. But Jesus, we'll be 1,000 years old if you keep doing that. Help us to get to the place where we switch it around, where we don't see this as life, but where we see heaven as life, that we don't make earth the goal, but heaven is the goal. Everything we do, Father, is pointed toward that end. Jesus, you told us over in John chapter 14 that you was going away to prepare a place for us. So you said, don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. About loved ones leaving, and the loved one that was leaving, it was you, Jesus. You were about to leave. And your disciples were all shaken up, and you spoke these words of comfort to them. You told them, don't let your heart be troubled, and don't let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe in me, in my Father's house. You told us there was plenty room for us where you're going. And when Thomas said he didn't know where you was going and he didn't know how to get there, you told him you were the way, the truth, and the life. No man gets to that place unless they come through you. You told us that you was coming back to get us. Help us, Jesus, to be ready for you to come back and get us. Don't come back to get us and we tell you to just heal us and leave us here. If, Lord, you know that our work here is through, please call us home and let us be ready to go. Let faith be real. Let what you said to us actually comfort us. Let us get to that place where we don't worry about anything. Instead, we pray about everything. We tell you what we need. We remember all the wonderful things you have already done. And then you have promised us that if we can do all of that, we can get to perfect peace. So let us get to perfect peace. It does not mean that Jesus, you told us that if we do not worry about anything, that means there will be things to worry about. You told us instead of worry and pray, there will be things to pray about. And you said instead of telling everybody, tell God. There will be things to tell God in our prayers. And you told us to remember what he's already done. So if the Lord deliver us from all of that, he'll deliver us from this or through this. Help us to get the faith the Hebrew boys had. Father, the Hebrew boys said, well, we really don't know what you're going to do, what our God's going to do. Whether he delivers us from this fire and we don't even have to go into it, or deliver us through the fire. But whatever he decides to do, we're good with that. Help us to get that real faith. They were human just like us, but they had real faith, and they wasn't nothing but teenagers. And here we are, full grown, and we don't trust you. We don't lean on you. We don't rely on you. And help us to understand, Father, that fear is not faith. And faith is worthless if it don't work when you need it. Lord, help us. You know we need your help. We don't ask for what we need. We ask for what we want. But help us to ask according to your word, and your word will tell us what we need. It will guide us. Father, our governments are all discombobulated, but again, your word said they would be. We're not happy about it, but your word said that would be that it would happen. It would be that way. So we trust you, Father, anyway. We lean on you anyway. We rely on you anyway, no matter how much is going on or what's going on. Father, we thank you for all the food you give us. We thank you for the houses that you give us to live in. We thank you for the cars you give us to drive. We thank you for the clothes that you give us to wear. As we seek your kingdom and your righteousness, we thank you for providing all those things just like you said you would. Father, we pray for all of those who are sick, especially my own dear brother, Lord. My youngest baby brother is sick. And I know I'm not informing you about that, but I know you know all about that. And so, Lord, as we were taught by our parents to trust, lean, and rely on you, even at a dire time like this, when things aren't so good, when he is not just sick, but very sick, we trust you. Our faith is working right now, Father, and we don't know what you're going to do. But like David, when he didn't know the situation of his son and how that was going to turn out, we're trusting you. And when you make your decision, Lord, we will do just like David. We'll get up, wash our face, get something to eat, and go head on with our life. And when they wonder how could we do that when the worst, as we see it, just happened, we'll say what David said. My brother won't come back to me, but because he has faith in Jesus Christ, we will go to be with him. And so we'll live until that happens. Lord, I am not the only one. My family is not the only one going through this. But you know yourself how many homegoings I've had to deal with. And so I'm praying for them as well, Father. There are folks all over the planet who are suffering with loss. There are folks all over the planet who are in waiting rooms right now, and they're talking to you about their loved one. I'm praying for them too, Father, that they find faith and comfort in you and be comforted with your presence. Your presence is the gift that we really need, and your presence is the gift that we should really want. Your presence, Lord, is enough. In Jesus' name, I pray. I ask, Father, to know everything I didn't even mention, to hear every word I didn't even say from your people. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Mercy and hearing. We want 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 mercy and hearing.
Come down, Holy Spirit, we need you. Power and prayer. You have so much to be thankful for. We just thank you. We thank you, awesome Pastor O, for praying and making our request known to God. As always, we appreciate you. All right. I like what we have heard so far. With more to come, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen? Okay, time for the preach word, a message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own talented, humble man of God, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate come in his own way with a word from the Lord. Amen?
I am a man blessed beyond my dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure, we find our pleasure. All our joy is in you. Just want more of you. Oh, save your treasure, we find our pleasure in you. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful because
you are our reward.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Father, we're desperate for your presence. Like we need air, like we need water. More than anything, we need your presence.
We find
our pleasure. All our joy is in you. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. Now your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So say, we find our pleasure. It's in you. It's in you.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift. I'm thankful because
you.
Your presence
is a gift.
Your presence
is a gift.
I said you.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful. I give you glory. I've got to give you honor. Give you praise. In your presence, that's fullness of joy. And your right hand, that's pleasures forevermore. Having you, it is plenty. That simply means you're more than enough.
You'll be back.
Oh, 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 oh,
Wow. Wow. Your presence is a gift that I need. I great you, God, our Heavenly Father. First of all, we thank you for bringing us from last Saturday to this Saturday, Father. Most of all, we thank you for giving us, for lavishing us with the gift of your presence. Because your presence is a gift that we all need in these last days and times. Father, I just ask that you move me completely out of the way, and that you have your way, because it's none of me, but it's all of you, and you will get the glory, you will get the praise, and you will get the honor that you deserve out of this word that you have given me to preach. It is in your precious and holy name that I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. You know, as I was listening to the whole entire service, there was a theme going on. And the theme that was stirring in my spirit was it was a praise theme. So the song that was played before I preached goes right along with the message that I have today. And the title of this message is Elevating Your Praise for God During the Test. And the two scriptures that the Lord wants me to use are Psalm chapter 34, verse 1, which reads like this: I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And the second one is Psalms chapter 150, verse 6. And it says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. I will say that one again. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. You know, we are living in the last of the last days. But I am so glad that we have a God that we can praise when we are facing deliverance. I am so glad that we have a God that we can praise even when we don't want to praise God for what we're going through. You know, The Bible says in John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. What the Lord is saying is, no matter what comes your way, no matter how hard the trial is that you're facing, praise me, because I've got the answer to your problem. Praise me in the middle of your storm, because I've got the answer to your problem. It says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Can I ask y'all a question? How many of you have been in dilemmas that you didn't see coming? You don't have to answer that, because we all have. But you know what? Our praise help us get through the dilemmas that came our way over the years. Our praise for God helped us get through the dilemmas that we were faced with over the years. So when you are faced with a dilemma that you don't see coming, you should not be walking around saying, Lord, I didn't see this coming. We should automatically have an attitude of praise, because we're still here no matter what kind of dilemma we're facing. See, it says in John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations. That doesn't mean when we get to heaven, all these earthly trials that we are faced with right now, we won't have to worry about them, because we will be in the presence of God where everything will be made new. So, saints, it's time for us to elevate our praise for God during the test. Yes, there are going to be times where the trials of life will be harder than we like. But that's the opportunity to praise God for what he has done in our lives. If it wasn't for the fact that Jesus said, I've overcome the world, we wouldn't know what to do. If Jesus didn't say, be of good cheer because I've overcome the world, we wouldn't know what to do. But because Jesus said, be of good cheer because I've overcome the world, we have the opportunity to praise our God during the test that comes our way on this earth. The earth is not our home. We're just passing through, saints. Having an attitude of praise, having an attitude of praise for God shows God how much you love him. Having an attitude of praise for God not only shows God how much you love him, but it also shows God how much you trust him. If we cannot praise God in the midst of our trials, we don't trust him. If we feel like our trials are getting the best of us, we don't have an attitude of praise during the test that comes our way. Saints, God doesn't answer complaints. He answers prayer. But let me tell you this. He also answers by praise. He also moves on our behalf by our praise. Saints, we were made to worship God. We were made to magnify God. We were made to praise God. Please don't go another day or another minute or another hour without praising God for everything that you've been through. Because everything that you've been through in your past has helped you get to where you are now in Christ. Let me say that again. Everything that you've been through in your past has helped you get to where you are right now in Christ. I'll give you a little bit of a testimony. You all know I have spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy. Spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy is a muscle condition. But that doesn't stop me from praising God every day. It may take me a little while to switch my mind over to praise, but if I wasn't born with cerebral palsy, I wouldn't be preaching like I am now. If I wasn't born with the physical challenges that I have, I wouldn't be as thankful to God as I am right now, because after I was born 33 and a half years ago, I had to spend 43 days in the same hospital where I was born, because when I was born, I weighed 2 pounds, 12 ounces. And I was actually born 2 months and 10 days earlier than I was supposed to be born. But you know what? I am thanking God and praising God every single day for what I went through after I was born 33 and a half years ago, because that has given me a chance to see how good God is. Now, I'm not knocking anybody who has cancer or anybody who has any other ailments. But what I'm trying to say is, saints, we have to elevate our praise for God even when the tests come our way, and even when we don't like the tests that come our way, because God wants to see how much praise you have for Him and Him alone during the test that you are faced with. The devil wants you to walk around acting like you're defeated. But the Lord said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And it says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What does that mean? That means when something comes your way that you didn't see coming, you should bless the Lord. When something comes your way that you didn't see coming your way, a praise should be on your lips for God, because even though you are going through what you're going through, you're still alive. Even though you're going through what you're going through, you're still able to see how good God is. You're still able to experience the goodness of God. Saints, we have to stop acting defeated when we are facing a test, the trials of life. Because the only way we will get over our test that God allows us to go through, or that we allow ourselves to go through, or that the devil allows us to go through, is with a weapon of praise. Praise is a weapon. Praise defeats the enemy. The devil wants to take your power. But your praise will defeat him, and your praise will show him that you can't stop me from praising my God. Nobody can determine how you react to a problem but you. Let me say that again. Nobody can determine how you react to a problem but you. Whether it's a problem that God allowed to come your way, whether it's a problem that you created yourself, or whether it's a problem that the devil allowed you to go through. If you don't have a praise for God during that problem, then something is wrong. If you don't have a praise for God during the test that's in your life, then something is wrong. And I can tell you what's wrong. You are not of good cheer. Because it says in John chapter 16, verse 33, in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. What that means is, no matter what kind of problems come your way, praise God, because he knows what you're going through. And if you don't have a praise on your lips for him at all times, then you're letting the devil take your power away from you. As I said just a little bit ago, your praise is a weapon against the enemy. And if the enemy can get you to stop praising God during the test, then your praise is not elevated. Your praise for God is stuck right where it is because you let the devil steal your praise. Tremaine Hawkins wrote a song, says, my praise is still here. My praise is still here. She wrote that song because she went through cancer. And she didn't let the devil steal her praise. David danced out of his clothes. Even David danced. And David was praising God even though David was going through a mess. We gotta be like David said. When we go through a mess in our lives, whether God allows us to, or whether we create the mess, or whether the devil comes our way with something that smacks us in our face, we have to be like David. We have to dance. We have to say hallelujah anyhow. We have to say, Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. We have to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We have to say, In all things I give thanks, for this is the will of God through Christ Jesus for me. We have to have an attitude of praise, y'all. Because let me tell you something. Your praise for God, your praise for God during your test might help somebody else who's going through the same exact test. Your praise for God might help somebody else who doesn't know who to worship when they're going through the same test. And can I say something else? The Lord told me just a few days ago, he said, your praise is so effective. Your praise for me is so effective. When people see you praising me like you do, that your praise rubs off on them. So folks, when you are going through the test of life, praise God anyhow. If you don't know what to do or don't know what to say, turn on Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, turn on some praise music, and just dance around the house while you're going through what you're going through. Because like I just said, your praise for God during the test that's in your life is very effective. And your praise for God during the test that's in your life might help somebody else who's going through the same exact test. You know, and praise is a weapon that will never die out unless you let it. Praise is a weapon that will never die out unless you let it die out. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and we are thankful for what you had to say to us through your servant, me, today. Father, you've allowed me to be able to preach your word for the next 2 weeks on this subject. And I thank you for the opportunity to convey your word in the way that you want your word to be conveyed. Father, it was none of me, but it was all of you. And you get all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. Because as your word says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is in your mighty name I pray this prayer. Amen and amen.
awesome was that? That little musical interlude in there after that that sermon was amazing. You know, I am never surprised at Pastor Terrence Tate. He brings it every single time. You know, some of the things that he talked about today were amazing. And I'll be honest with you, sorry, not sorry, but, you know, I think we're the aliens that people talk about all the time. Christians are the aliens that people talk about all the time. You know, the word says that we are not of this world and that we are citizens of heaven. So, you know, we're not from here. You know, we're not of here. And we got to be the aliens of the world. You know, people are looking for little one-eyed green monsters that come from UFOs and stuff. But no, those of us who are Christians, we are the aliens of the world because we're not from here. Amen. We are citizens of heaven. And not to mention when Pastor Terrence Tate brought up that praise is a weapon. How powerful is that? You know, we hear the word weapon and, you know, our minds automatically go to something negative or something bad or something that you got to use to do something horrible to someone. But having a weapon of praise is not negative. It is powerful. It is the weapon of the word, amen, the word of God that we use to beat the devil down and to get him to flee from us. You know, he came at Jesus three times while Jesus was in the wilderness, knowing full well who Jesus was, and Jesus whooped his tail three times with the word of God, and he went on the way and scattered. The weapon of praise is what we need, which is the word of God, and is what we have to use to get us through these hard times and these last days. Amen. You know, this really is a mental thing. It's all about the posture and position of our heart and our mind and the attitude, having an attitude of praise. That's what matters. Having an attitude of praise and being joyful, knowing that Jesus overcame the world, should be enough for us to give him the praise that he deserves and to have the same attitude he had, knowing that we are also overcomers. I mean, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Pastor Terrence Tate, that was an awesome, awesome, awesome sermon that you brought today. And just like you said, it seems like the theme for today was praise. Praising God when things are good, praising God when things are bad, acknowledging the Lord, putting him in his proper position as the head of everything that we do. And that makes sure, and that ensures us that we will always have a breath of praise in our mouth for the Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the word that you brought to us today. Amen. Amen. So happy Saturday, y'all. Good morning. It is the second Saturday of August. The time is marching on, but we are so grateful to have another Saturday service. And I, you know, hope that all of you who are tuned in have enjoyed yourself up until this point. If not, we're going to pray for you because something has got to be wrong. Amen. Amen. So just, excuse me, a couple of announcements for you all. Sunday, August the 14th, that is tomorrow, we will have our in-person Sunday school beginning at 9 a.m., and then our worship service begins at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song and in worship, and they do an absolutely amazing job. When by the time they're done singing, you would think we have 400 people in the choir. Just a handful of them, but Lord have mercy, we blow the roof off that joint every Sunday. So, come and join us, obviously. We will be having the Women of God Month. Amen. So each Sunday this month, we will have a woman preacher to speak to us on the women in the Bible. If y'all missed last week, oh, my God, Pastor Janice Tate, it was so, so, so good. So if that's just like the foundational sermon that was put out there, y'all know the rest of this month is going to be off the chain. Amen. So we will have a guest preacher tomorrow. Her name is Lauren Horton. Amen. Lauren Horton is going to come and bring us the word tomorrow, so we're so excited. We invite you to join us for the entire month, of course, and make sure to invite someone to come out with you. All we ask is that you wear a mask in the sanctuary. Amen. If you do not have one, no worries. We will provide you with one. If you're not comfortable with coming out, or if you just don't want to come out, or whatever the case may be, you can also listen to our service on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. by visiting our church website, rfcm.org, and clicking on Recorded Sunday Services. Amen. Also, don't forget, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own wonderful presiding person, amen, Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, will be on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled Bring Back the Family. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday at 4 p.m. and give her your support. Amen. Saturday, August the 27th. Now, I announced this last week, but I'm going to keep announcing it, amen, because it's worthy to be announced. Amen. Saturday, August the 27th. We know last week I read that that's your save the date, all right? So August the 27th, 2022, Running for Christ Ministries will be having an open house. Amen. We're so excited. With free food, games, clothing giveaway, COVID-19 vaccines, and some extra info, registration for schools, and voting, all from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's all outdoors, sponsored by our own events coordinator, Deaconess June Rogers. She is amazing. So come out and bring someone with you. Amen. August the 27th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Everything is going to be free. And you're going to get you some Jesus. Amen. Because that's kind of the point of the whole thing is Jesus. Amen. So come on out. Bring someone with you. Please check our website, again, rfcm.org. For more info, click on Open House 2022, and that will kind of give you everything that you need to know about this event. Amen. We're so excited. Also, church history, our new class, amen, begins on Monday, September 12th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pastor O is the teacher. He said this class is going to be 1 hour, 60 minutes. Amen. We're going to do some reading, and then we're going to have about 45 minutes of discussion. And Pastor O said we're going to be done at 7 o'clock. Amen. So we need people to be on time for the 6 o'clock class so we can be done at 7. Amen. This will be a 15-week class. The textbook will be The Church That Jesus Christ Built, and this is a book written by our very own Pastor O. Amen. So you can get your textbook one of three ways. One, you can visit Pastor O's website at pastorgmo.com, Pastor God's My Owner, gmo.com. Number two, you can pick it up at the church office, but please make sure you call for an appointment, just like you would have to call your doctor or your hairdresser or somebody to get an appointment. Don't just be walking in and expect to be serviced. You got to make sure you make an appointment. So call first. So if you want to pick it up at the church office, call 313-381-9303. Again, 313-381-9303. Or at the church on Sunday. Amen. That's pretty convenient. So Sister Sheila will have some books with her, or will take your order for your book and make sure that you get your book. So if you want to give her your order in church on Sunday, you can do that as well. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, also every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we hold our Bible reading class here on Blog Talk Radio. Keila Freeman, we're so excited, will be teaching from the book of Isaiah, chapters 11 through 15. The questions are available online at our church website, rfcm.org. Just click on the Bible classes tab, or if you're in person in church on Sundays, they will be on the back table. Y'all know what's up with the back table. Amen. If you don't know what's up with the back table, again, another reason why we're going to pray for you. The back table has all the good stuff. It's got free stuff. Everything back there is free. Sometimes people bring goodies and snacks and all types of stuff on the back table. So make sure you're checking it on your way in or on your way out of the sanctuary. I say check it on your way in because the early bird gets the worm. Amen? Amen. Remember that all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. Amen. Just visit rfcm.org. And click on Blog Talk. You know you can get your whole Christian life together in one place on Blog Talk Radio for free. Amen. Like I said, Pastor O has been on here since 2009 every single day. Pastor was coming on doing What the Bible Says for 2 hours every single day. I think I can only count two times where Pastor O was not able to come on. One time he was so sick that his voice was gone, and another time he wasn't, you know, really, really, really up to par. But Pastor does not miss an opportunity to do anything that has anything to do with Jesus and Run for Christ ministry. So he has been on here faithfully. Like I said, What the Bible Says was coming on every single day for years. And it's so good now that we're able, you know, to partner with him and to come on here with him and to help him, you know, lighten the load of the things that he has to do, you know, as a preacher and as our head shepherd at Running for Christ Ministries. And so we're all very happy and thankful and willing to come on and, you know, help Pastor O do the things that he has to do so he can continue to be our shepherd. And so obviously we're so grateful for Pastor O. But like I said, Blog Talk Radio, you can get your whole Christian life together with all of the classes and services that we have done on here on Blog Talk Radio since 2009. So if you're just new to the family, like I said, go on there. You can go all the way back to August of 2009 and hear every class, every service. Even before you hear the rest of us, you will hear Pastor O breaking that word down book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Amen. Amen. If you want to pay your tithes or give any love offerings, please visit our church website, rfcm.org, and click on tithes and offerings. And if you want to give a love offering to preacher, to the preacher who preached today, Pastor Terrence Tate, and y'all, he did an amazing, amazing job. Okay, amazing job. Please remember to specify his name. Again, his name is Pastor Terrence Tate. When you give your offering, and we will see to it that he receives it. Amen. And so the Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness and sharing with us and with him. Amen. Amen. So we want to pray for those who are spiritually lost, confused, and unsaved. Because really at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. When this world is over, when this life is over, when the church age is gone, it's going to come down to whether or not you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because when you're no longer here, you're going to go back where you came from, okay? But only if you belong to Christ will you have eternity with him. Amen. So praying for those who, are lost, confused, but primarily unsaved is really a goal. So John chapter 14, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So that right there tells you, you got to accept Jesus. There's no alternative route to heaven, okay? It is Jesus. He's the gatekeeper. So you got to go through the gate and accept the gatekeeper in order to get on the other side of that gate. Amen. So Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I mean, literally, it's that simple. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. We know that eternal life hinges on your belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You got to accept it. Amen. There's no relationship with the Father without the Son. And there is no receipt of the Holy Spirit, your counselor, your guide, your friend, without accepting Jesus, having gone to the cross on our behalf. If you don't believe that Christ came, died, you know, was buried and rose on the third day, you got no Holy Spirit. Amen. You got no relationship with the Father. Amen. So Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, which we know is your immediate household today, Judea, which is your immediate community today, Samaria, outside of your comfort zone to people and places you wouldn't normally associate with or go to, and to the ends of the earth. And these are people and places you would never be around or places that you would go to. But they need the word of God as well. And it's our job to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says that hell is prepared for the devil and his angels, not people. But we know that, unfortunately, like I said, some will end up there for an eternity. And we know that this life is short. You know, we think somebody lives 80, 90, 100 years, that they've lived a long time. But that is a itty-bitty second when it comes to eternity. Amen. And so we know that God is not bound by any type of time. He does not follow a clock. Okay, Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 says, teach us to number our days, so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So that means that whatever time you have on this earth, you don't know. but God knows. And so every single day we have the responsibility to apply our hearts to wisdom, and that is the word of God. And then so John chapter 14, verse 3 says that I, and that I is Jesus, am going away to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. So that means that if you belong to him, when it's time, he's going to come back and get you and take you to be with him. But all of these perks, the bennies, as Pastor O calls them, these benefits only come with your relationship with Christ. Amen. So if you didn't today, we need you to get one today, because we always say, at least not to be morbid or not to be, you know, place fear in people, but tomorrow is not promised to anyone. The next second of life is not promised to anyone. So you never want to say, because you don't, there's no do-overs, no take-backs, can't do this over again. Amen. So just choose Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we want to continue to pray for everyone, everywhere, all the time. Amen. We, of course, send special prayers out to Nico Gaston, who was homesick, Deacon Eric Reed, Tyrone Hamilton, Deacon Rayfield Rogers, all of our mothers on the move, Mother Irma, who, praise God, she had been out of church for months. And when we saw her, she has come in consistently for the last couple months after she had been gone for so long. So we celebrate the fact that our mothers are able to come in. Excuse me, Mother Irma, Mother Shura, we miss her so, so much, but we know that she is caretaking, and we just pray that she continues to care for herself. But thank God for Jesus, amen, that even when she's not able to, that he will make sure that she is strengthened to do the things that she needs to do. But we miss her. We miss her so much. Mother Marilyn, amen. We see Mother Marilyn, and we're so thankful to see her, and Mother Persia. We're so grateful every time she comes in as well. So just continue to pray for our mothers, because we know it's not easy for them to get up and do what they have to do, but we're thankful to have them, and we're always happy when we see them. Amen. Continue to pray for Minister John McFaul. I know last Sunday I was told that he was in the hospital. I'm not sure if he's still in the hospital or if he is now in rehab, but nevertheless, continue to pray for him wherever he is. Also, let's keep all of our members in prayer, especially ones that we miss seeing on Sundays. Amen. Pray for our president, our vice president, and the leaders of this country, of course, leaders of our local communities, and all of our youth as they prepare to go back to school, depending on where you live. Some kids have already gone back. Just continue to pray for our children, you know, because they get out for summer break, and it's as if, you know, people forget things that happen. So there's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of fear and concern for the kids when they go back to school. So we just need to make sure that we're keeping everyone, the kids, the parents, administrators, teachers, everyone lifted up in prayer. Amen. The bereaved families, you know, those who are mourning, those who are grieving, please keep them lifted up in prayer, especially our own Deaconess June Rogers and the loss of her brother who was eulogized on Tuesday. Also keep Minister Janine Folks and her family in prayer and the loss of her loved one, Victor Folks. Again, Pastor, when he prayed in his altar call, you know, speaking of his brother and, you know, people who are ill and sick and things like that, we just have to remember to trust God, and we can't be selfish about the things in which we ask. And so, you know, we just ask that you pray that God's will be done, because we know that that's the best thing. Amen? Amen. So happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrated their birthday this past week, or on my favorite day of the week, Saturday. Amen. We only have three birthdays that I know of. Deaconess Danielle Mackey will be celebrating on the 17th. I can say this because she's my mom, Mother Louisa. She is at home with the Lord, and so I know she's going to have cake and ice cream and balloons and stuff. Jesus probably going to have, like, a surprise party and stuff for her. So she would have celebrated her birthday on August the 19th, and we've got Robin, who is celebrating her birthday on the 24th. So happy, happy birthday to everyone. Much love, hugs, and kisses. Amen? Amen. So your verse for today is, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? This is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. And so your devotional for today is entitled, A Heart Like Jesus I Do Not Have, by Jennifer Waddle. Amen. The phrase, Follow Your Heart is perhaps the most maxim of all times, especially now in the 21st century. The advice to trust your instincts or do what feels right permeates every aspect of our culture. I don't know about you, but my heart is unreliable, wishy-washy, and sometimes selfish. In fact, the Bible is most accurate when it says the heart is deceitful and desperately sick. Amen. Again, that's Jeremiah 17, verse 9. But here is our consolation. Even though Jesus knew the condition of our heart, he still chose to give his life. For while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's Romans 5, verse 8. Isn't that humbling? If it's not, you should be humble. We may not have hearts like Jesus, perfect in love and sacrificial unto death, but we can still be followers after God's own heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. That's Psalm chapter 51, verses 10 through 11. We know David said that. Amen. David was considered a man after God's own heart. Here are three scriptures that explain why. Number one, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And that's Psalm 27:4. David desired the presence of the Lord more than anything else. He didn't value earthly things or worldly status more than he longed to dwell with God forever. Having a heart after God means that we long for his presence and desire intimate fellowship with him. Amen. Number two, I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. That's Psalm 119, verses 7 and 8. Obedience was at the heart of David's devotion to God. He was eager to learn the Lord's statutes and keep his commandments. David was far from perfect, yet he longed for truth and worshiped with integrity. Having a heart after God means that we desire to know his righteousness and are committed to walk in his ways. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. And that's Psalm 119, 15, and 16. Number three, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. That's Acts 13, verse 22. Apart from his own will, David sought to carry out God's plan for his life. He surrendered his own agenda for the Lord's good, pleasing, and perfect will. The heart that chases after God is willing to lay down everything to fulfill the Lord's purpose. No matter where God calls them to, people after God's own heart give up selfish ambition for the sake of his glory. We may not have hearts like Jesus, but by abiding in his presence, keeping his statutes, and surrendering to his will, we too can be considered people after God's own heart. Amen. Amen. Those are your announcements.
And so very fitting. So very fitting. Thank you, Crystal.
Amen.
Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
It's just a wonder. It's a miracle how the Lord, the Holy Spirit, does this every single week. He puts us all on the same page, even though we don't rehearse this, practice this.
Nope.
Amen.
Not
it's
all
just unscripted, but scripted by the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for that.
Absolutely. Amen.
It's been a wonderful day. If you only knew what I went through this morning trying to do this show, I had to do what Pastor Terrence Tate said. I had to elevate my praise because I was in the test. Test started at 9:07. Didn't get through till 9:30. The
Lord,
first song
right
was
on
playing.
Time.
I wasn't even in the house.
Oh,
ooh,
my
Jesus.
God. Ooh, Lord, but we wouldn't know that if you didn't tell us.
It was exactly, it was that kind of morning. So that sermon really did me some good that, you know, because normally I flip out. But this time, for some reason, I just held together and moved. And by the time the first song was ended, I was back from where I was and back in the seat and ready to speak. So, amen.
Amen.
But, it was awesome. Praise God. Praise
yes,
God. Things happen.
Always.
In this life, stuff will happen. You can get tested anytime. you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
Thank you, Crystal.
Amen.
You're awesome welcome. Word. Awesome everything.
Everything was awesome. Like they say in the Lego movie, everything is awesome.
Everything was awesome. I like that. Everything was awesome. Just look at
everything.
That's everything.
See, that's awesome too. All that. Amen.
Well, I got some grass to cut now, and then some other stuff to do. So anyway, thank you, Crystal.
Yes.
Until Amir, we
You're
say
welcome.
Hello.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Be blessed, my dear sister.
All right. You too.
Amen. We had an awesome worship service today and hope and pray that you got faith today. Hope you heard the sermon. Learn to elevate your praise during the test. Amen. When you find out you're in a test, go ahead and praise God. I'm telling you, Paul and Silas started praising God in a Philippian jail cell. At midnight, the jail got tore up, they chains fell off, the bars opened up, everybody could just walk out, but everybody ended up getting saved. Why? Because they never lost their praise. Pastor Terrence Tate mentioned a song. First, before I close, I want to say, you've heard me talk about my brother. My brother is really, really sick. But we were taught by our parents to have faith, to trust God no matter what. But it's not like we don't feel. We do. But we put faith to work. And we're in that place that David was in. While his son was sick, as he told those who asked him, how are you acting like this now when you was acting like that then? He said, while my son was sick and still on this side of life, I prayed because, who knows, God might have mercy. And so we're in that place. We don't know what God's going to do, but we're trusting God to do what God's going to do. And whatever the Lord does, we will say amen and move on because that's the Lord's will. Okay, it'd be different if my brother hadn't accepted Christ, but he did. And since he's accepted Christ, whatever happens, absent from the body, present with the Lord, still here. Whatever happens, whatever the Lord decides, because life and death is up to him. Amen. He gave it. He's the only one can take it. So whatever the Lord decides, that's what we'll accept. But pray for us, okay, because we're in that place where David was. And, you know, we are those who lay on the ground before the Lord. Who knows? The Lord might have mercy. Okay, so pray for us. Keep us in your prayers. Amen. God bless you. Here's a song that Pastor Terrence Tate sort of mentioned. Praise God anyhow. You hear him say anyhow, praise him anyhow. Old folks used to say, I'm going to praise him anyhow. Ty Tribbett actually wrote a song entitled it Anyhow. Check out the words.
Got this war going on in my mind, trying to make me think my faith is counterfeit and war. No, certain days it feels like my faith is running low. But it's a mustard seed, so I must believe in what I sow. Sowing tears, what you water will grow. Never fear, it's all under control. The storm is here, but I'm sleep on the boat. Oh, yeah. Everything I went through, I knew I would be blessed. Yeah. Trying to pull me down, but I see the mark, so I press. Christ fucked me out so many times, why stress? I'ma sing hallelujah anyhow through the test.
Amen. That's the place the Lord wants us to get to. Hallelujah anyhow. Why? Because we're going to heaven when we leave here. And the things that happen between now and there, hallelujah anyhow. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to our God and Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the whole church said, amen.